All right. Welcome to a very special edition of the Celtics Lab podcast. I'm your host, Cameron Tiptoe, and I'm joined by Taco Fall, Celtics fan favorite, star in the CBA, and the author of a new book, Taco Fall, Two New Heights. Taco, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm very happy to do this interview. I love the book. I was telling your co-author, Justin Haynes, before we got started, there's a moment where you talk about your experience with your mom, and it almost moved me to tears. So the book is really tremendous. It's a beautifully illustrated kid's book by illustrator Reggie Brown, but I found myself as an adult really enjoying it. So congratulations on the book.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
And we can start there. So again, it's called Taco Fall, Two New Heights. It starts with your journey in Senegal and how you make it to the NBA. Where did the idea to write a kid's book come from?
So the initial idea for me was to write an actual book. That's something I wanted to do, for a very long time. And one day, I think Justin just called me out of the blue. He had a conversation with his daughters, and he pitched me the idea of why you know, he thought it was a good idea to start with a children's book. And from there, we spoke about it a couple more times, and I was like, yeah, I think this is actually a pretty good idea. And just a way to start it off, because I wanted to get my story out there. And in a sense, you know, starting with the children's book was perfect, because I wanted to, you know, help inspire. And what better way to do it than, you know, to start with kids. And it, from there, it just took off. And, you know, it took a few months to find the right people to work with. And we are lucky with Kendall Wick, and we found a great illustrator. And you just started from there, and then here we are.
Yeah, I recommend anyone listening to look at Reggie Brown's work, and you can probably find a few pages of the book itself. It's a really striking book. It looks fantastic. For those folks who aren't familiar with your background and kind of what's in the story, can you give us like 30 seconds of, I guess, an elevator pitch for the book?
Yeah, it's just about a kid from Dakar, Senegal, Africa, who left home in his teenagers, came to America, you know, to start a new life, and in hope of, you know, going to school and, you know, try something new. I never played basketball before. So, you know, started playing basketball at that age, and just had to get accustomed to a lot of things, from the language to the culture, and just pushing through, you know, life's challenges, you know, to accomplish certain goals. And, you know, I'm still fighting. I mean, the journey is not over, but I was able to take things step by step. And every stage, if you look at every stage in the book, it's like I went from this stage and then to the next stage. And then there was another challenge. Then I went through that challenge and I overcame it. And then there was another challenge. So it's mostly just about perseverance.
Sure. Did you have a favorite kids book growing up, or like a children's character, a favorite grown up?
So back home we used different, like, people wouldn't be really familiar with the children's book that we had. But I remember there was a lot of them were like based on old tales and old mm-hmm. stories that sometimes our grandparents used to tell those stories. So, there was a lot of that back home. When I got to America, I mean, I was a teenager, I was a little bit older, but I was really fascinated with, I forgot his name, but who's the author of like the Llama Llama Red Pajama book?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, but the name of the author escapes me, but that's so good.
Yeah, I really like those books because it's like, they were just so genius to how everything rhymed. It was almost like a rap song. So I really enjoyed those.
And you've been doing live readings. I mean, obviously we'll get to this, but you're in China right now, but you've been doing readings for kids of the book. Do you have any stories or good advice for how to lead a reading session for young kids?
Just have fun. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it. Reading the story and while having fun, keeping the kids engaged. And Justin was actually the one that did the reading, and I came in at the end for the questions. But I think he really did a good job of having the kids engaged, because when I asked those questions, like, they answered pretty much everything correctly. So that means they were paying attention.
Oh, so you like quizzed them on the book? Good, good. Keep them honest. Given your background, do you know if there's any plans to release the book in multiple languages?
That actually crossed my mind, because I wanted to send the book back home in Senegal, and there is Wolof in French that I'm spoken. So it would definitely be a good idea to release it in French to send it back over back to Senegal.
Sure. Growing up, when did you learn English, if you don't mind my asking?
My first time actually speaking English was when I got to the States, when I was 16. But I did English classes back home, so I'd had the basics, but I never really spoke the language till I got to the States.
Yeah, my dad is from Iran, and a similar background, or he spoke Farsi and a little bit of French, didn't learn English till later. How's your Chinese coming?
I know how to count.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know how to count. I know how to say thank you. I know how to say hi. So far, that's the way it is. If it was Japanese, I think I would have picked it up quicker, because I've watched anime since I was since I was a really, really young kid, from like started with Dragon Ball Z and all that. And I would watch them in subs. So they would speak Japanese and I would read the subtitles. So I was like, at some point I really got very familiar with what they were saying. But Chinese is a different story.
Yeah. Well, I guess you have to watch Chinese anime then, or Chinese animation. Yeah. Okay, so that's a good segue, because I want to talk about the Celtics for a little bit, this being the Celtics Lab podcast. I'm just going to pause and quickly do an ad read, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, of course.
Football is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your football betting needs this season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. As your continued source for all your sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, as well as giveaways all season long. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports and events, with MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, even golf. Head to betonline.ag today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just make sure to use the promo code CLNS50 to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. Nothing like a kid's book brought to you by online gambling. So, Taco, let's stick with anime. I know that you and Jaylen Brown were big fans of anime. That was part of your friendship. Have you caught up with the Celtics at all since you've been in China, or is communication a little difficult?
Yeah, I've always followed up with the Celtics ever since I left. The team is pretty much will forever be my family, regardless of wherever I play, because those guys are, you know, some of my closest friends. So yeah, I've really kept up with them. I would talk to JT and Jaylen and Grant most often than not. I just texted Grant the other day because he had the hezzy.
Yeah.
So I was trying to tease him about it. But yeah, I've kept up with everything that's going on with them.
Did you know Grant had that in his game? I definitely didn't.
It's tricky with Grant. Grant would go out there and try some stuff.
Yeah.
Grant is a really good basketball player. He's a very, very smart basketball player. I say that about him.
Do you have a story that maybe people don't know that you can tell about Grant, or maybe Jaylen or Jason? That won't get anyone in trouble?
I mean, yeah. I can say a story about me and Grant, how our friendship really started.
Sure.
He tried to dunk on me at the combine. And I blocked the shot. I was like, Grant, come on. Like, I don't know why you even tried that. And he tried it a couple times in practice. There was one time we were doing the drill where it's like, we were on both opposite blocks, and the coach passes the ball, and whoever he passes it had to finish it. And it was the last play. I was just being lazy. I just took it up there, and he blocked it. And he, to him, he's like, "I blocked tackles, done." I'm like, "Grant, if you would never know, that would never happen."
And maybe on like a stepladder or something.
Yeah, we always have this little back and forth going on sometimes. But yeah, that's pretty much how our friendship, me and Grant's friendship started. It was at the combine. He had a clear, he set a screen, slip, had a clear lane, and I came from the help side. I think he probably thought that he had the there. I just came from the help side and blocked his shots. He tried to dunk it.
I can't wait to ask him about this. I don't know if you've been keeping up with the Celtics. They signed Griffin and Brogdon. Do you have expectations for them this year?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to, you know, what everything they're going to accomplish. I mean, it's that I think they really have the right pieces around them. Obviously, they have great players in Jalen and Jason, and they have really good role players who know, you know, how to do their job and who are doing it pretty well. And that's all you need. And they have a pretty good, you know, defensive intensity, and they are, you know, defensive. Their mindset is mainly focused on the defensive end, which is what you want from your team. Very aggressive on that side of the ball. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, seeing how they're going to do this season. And I think they're going to do pretty well.
I hope so. So you came to States around the time, I think a year maybe after Blake jumped over the Kia in the dunk contest. When you first came to the States, did you have a favorite NBA player?
Before I came to the state, I think one of my first experiences with the NBA was like that Dwight Howard Superman dunk. So to me, that was amazing. But growing up, you would always hear about Shaq. I knew Shaq more as like a movie star than a basketball player, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Because he did Shazam. Yep. I used to love Shazam when I was young. I seen him in like a few music videos and some of his rap songs. And then you would hear about African players like Hakeem Olajuwon, Dikembe Mutombo. Those, you would just hear their names. But, you know, back home it was mostly football, which is soccer, right, that people focus on. And I played soccer when I was younger. But it was really when I got to the state and I started playing basketball and I became more, interested in it and more invested into it. So I started watching videos on YouTube, and the one person I would say really stood out to me, not just because of his basketball skills, but who he was as a person, was Tim Duncan.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
He seems, I don't know if you saw Giannis the other day was asked, what are you going to do in retirement? And he said, I'm going to pull a Tim Duncan. Where the hell is Tim Duncan?
And That's the perfect life for me. But I don't think I could pull it off, because I'm still, when I walk outside, I'm still 7'6". So it's like,
yeah, a little visible. So I want to ask you about your new team. I'm going to apologize to anyone listening. I'm going to try my best with pronunciations, but you're playing for the Xinjiang Huanghui Flying Tigers. I hope I said that right. You just finished a preseason game. Your first game's October the 11th. How do you feel about the team?
Feel pretty good. So far, I think they have, you know, really good players, and we're trying to build good chemistry so that, you know, the guards and I can have a good understanding of, just have a good, really good chemistry. And there is another import player, Pierre Jackson. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, we can't play together at the same time. So I just have to really make sure that I build a really good chemistry with the guards and some of the other guys that they have. We had a season game today, and then the first official game is on the 11th.
How has the transition to playing overseas been like? I mean, I guess all your pro career has always been overseas, coming from Senegal, but China's a little bit different than the United States. How's the transition been?
Yeah, I mean, this is my first experience of playing overseas. Even back home, I didn't really play basketball. I started playing basketball in the U.S., so my whole experience has been playing basketball in the U.S. It's very different. You know, the way they play is different. The spacing is different, especially going from, like, the NBA game to here. It's, like, back in the NBA, it's just, the floor is just so spaced out. You know, here there's no three-second rule, so everything is crammed. There's not much space. And the physicality is a little bit different, too. I think they let them get away with a lot more here than they do in the U.S.
Yeah, I know you're being polite about that. I know I know what you want to say there. How are you finding the city? Are you liking the food, the people? What's that been like?
Oh, yeah, the people are really, really nice. They're very respectful. The food, I'm getting used to it. I think it's a hit or miss for me. But for the most part, I think I like it. They have some similarities from, like, some of the things that we have back home, especially in Xinjiang.
Yeah.
They eat a lot of lamb, and back home we eat a lot of lamb too. So I didn't complain about that. It was perfect. But yeah, I'm still, you know, getting used to everything. Obviously the language barrier is there, but luckily we have a translator. But for the most part, I think I'm doing pretty well adjusting to everything.
Cool, fantastic. I really like, this is not the point of the podcast. I love the jerseys. The Flying Tiger jerseys look great. All right, well, Taco, I don't want to take more of your time. I want to wish you luck with the Flying Tiger season. I want to wish you luck with the book. It's called Taco Fall to New Heights. I believe I'm right about this, that it's available now. And I look forward to following how the CBA version of Taco Fall plays out. Once again, the book, Two New Heights, Taco Fall, Two New Heights. Everyone should check it out. It's a really, really wonderful book. Oh, I wanted to tell you, I think I said off the top, again, that the page with you and your mom really moved me. I really love the book. So congrats, and I wish it all the success in the world.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I don't know if your mom's still with us, but tell her I say hi, because that was great.
Yeah, she is. She's back home right now. She travels back and forth between the States and home pretty much every year now. So I think she probably goes see my brother around December.
Sure. Well, anyways, thank you again, and best of luck with the book and with the season.
Thank you.